Dropping the Steyr, Ryan whipped out his Sig Sauer in a single fluid motion as he ran across the dirt toward the rising man-machine. The biker staggered back at the blows, his long beard whipping out to his side like a burning scarf. Ryan had his distance now, and he approached more slowly, his left hand adopting a steadying grip below his right wrist, holding the P226 level with the biker's flaming head. The biker smiled, grinning amid the ruined flesh where the fire singed it away, exposing a metal frame of pulleys and joints beneath.
Gonna enjoy chilling you!
The biker steadied. Ryan stood, waiting for the man to take a step. Behind him, Ricky brought his own weapon to bear, thrusting the Webley toward the standing figure. Inside the burning building, Christy had reached the loft ladder and pulled herself up it in a great sweep of her long legs.
Jack, are you up there?
Christy, that you?
Christy peered into the roof space where the ladder led. Like the rest of the house, it was thick with smoke, a dark, oppressive grayness that swirled around like fog. The roof was low here, creating a slanted ceiling that ran in a point down the middle, just high enough to let a grown man stand. Jack huddled with a group of survivors, some of them wrapped in blankets drawn over their heads to try to filter the smoke.
Quickly, we need to...
Suddenly, the ladder was toppling away from the trapdoor that led into the roof, its lowest struts licked by rising flames. With a supreme effort, Christy pulled herself up and scrambled into the loft area. It was fiercely hot, like standing in an oven. A child looked up from among the gaggle of survivors. She was a girl of no more than 5, with blonde hair tied up in twin pigtails to either side of her head. Tears streamed down the child's face.
Come on, little one. We need to get out of here right now.
From his vantage point at the barn window, JB saw the motorcycles rushing down the road toward the farm. There had to be 30 in total, alerted by the smoke and coming to scavenge what they could from the disaster. To scavenge and to kill. Ryan's shots had no effect. The biker kept coming, striding through the fire, his body aflame, metal glistening through the gaps in his burned flesh. Beside Ryan, Ricky was reloading his Webley and taking aim once more.
Ricky, keep your distance!
Ryan had faced machines and implausibly strong creatures before this, and one thing he knew was that when they approached, the best thing to do, sometimes the only thing to do, was to stay out of their reach. The biker stepped out of the shell of the burning motorcycle and into the glow of the flaming farmhouse. Ryan heard Mildred's EKR, and he looked back automatically, a swift glance, taking in everything he could in a blink. His artificial eye held the image. The other bikers were rising now too, wounded and some of them burned like the leader. They stood unsteadily, as if relearning how to walk after some terrible trauma. Mildred's blast had targeted the first to rise, but already the others were on their feet, and it was clear that Mildred's shot had little effect. JB watched the 30-strong bike gang approach. It was a veritable army, one neither he nor his companions were prepared to fight. He might be able to pick off a few from where he was, maybe more if he had a scoped rifle like the one Ryan carried, but it would be a stalling tactic, nothing more.
Doc, we're gonna have to make a barricade. Hold these cold hearts back long enough so we can beat feet.
How many are there?
Doc stood close to the double doors of the barn, one of them propped open just enough that he too could spy the road.
I count 30, give or take. More than we can handle.
How long would you say before they get here?
Long road. Speed they're traveling, I'm guessing maybe 3 minutes.
That doesn't leave us much time to construct your barricade, John Barrymore.
Well, you know what they say about creating.
Jibby hurried back down the ladder.
First, you gotta clear your work surface.
He reached into his satchel, rooting around for the right tools for the task. Doc recognized the look on JB's face. It was the blissful look he wore whenever there was serious ordnance required.
It certainly does a man good to enjoy his work.
Doc hurried across the barn to assist JB. The farmhouse loft was sealed tighter than a drum. There was no space to escape.
Jack, I'm going to try something. Hold everyone back!
Jack stretched his arms out wide, guiding the farmhouse survivors to a corner of the room.
Gaia, help me in my time of need. Oh, Earth Mother, hear my plea. Gaia, help me in my time of need. Oh, Earth Mother, hear my plea.
Christy began to chant a prayer to the Earth Mother, asking for strength in this hour of her need. As she did, she stepped to the highest part of the room, where the two eaves of the roof met, and pressed her hands against the supporting strut. Then, with a grimace of effort, she pushed against the strut, leaning into it and shoving as hard as she could. And then, without warning, the support beam bent outward, snapping along its midpoint and crashing through the exterior wall of the loft.